Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to buy yourself some flowers. A cheerful bouquet is quite possibly the quickest way to make yourself more cheerful. And your happiness is worth a few bucks. I am writing this episode as much for me as for anyone else. I love bouquets of flowers. Probably most people do. And yet, I almost never buy them. Spending money on such things seems like a waste. The flowers will die. I don't need them. And so, I don't buy them. I guess I could pride myself on being thrifty there, but a little inquiry would show that I am hardly consistent. I waste money on all sorts of other things that would bring me a lot less pleasure over time. Usually there is some practical purpose to those purchases. I need to eat or wear clothes, or at least the thing is supposed to be permanent, like a lamp, for instance. But with the flowers, I am actively choosing to spend money on something that is solely for pleasure, and that will not last. For whatever reason, that idea seems to be problematic. Perhaps you are vexed by the same mental block. If that's the case, let's make a pact together. Particularly during this bleak time of year, let's buy ourselves flowers on at least 3 occasions before spring. By deciding to do this 3 times, we are limiting the damage. If you buy 3 grocery store bouquets, you might spend around $30 total, maybe. That's really not that much. Each bouquet might last 1 to 2 weeks. So that will get us through the darkest days of winter. Then, come spring, we can clip flowers from our yards and enjoy the freebies. 3 bouquets of flowers are like a mini vacation, only much, much cheaper. If you love flowers but still aren't sure, here's an idea. Team up with a friend and buy each other flowers 3 times this winter. That way, it's sort of like a gift, which feels less fraught. And it will also be a surprise what kind of flowers show up. That will make the little splurge feel even more exciting. In any case, just get the flowers in your door. And then put them somewhere you can see and enjoy them frequently. On the kitchen table. On your home office desk. On the nightstand next to your bed. Pause and savor them each time you see them. If we do this, we will definitely get our money's worth out of those flowers, even if they don't last. Really, nothing does. It's just sometimes a little less obvious how impermanent everything truly is. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. Everything's better electrified, like the guitar, toothbrushes, or cars. And Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Their turbocharged engines have quiet, rapid acceleration, and you can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. It's your journey. Evolve it beyond the pump in the 2022 Tucson or Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.